life can get pretty complicated. In the Simply Practically Human podcast, Mark Lebusque talks to incredible humans to see the way forward more clearly through the complexity in the world and in our heads. Let's get ready to thrive.
Hey, g'day there, fellow humans. Mark Lebusque here again for the short, sharp, self-indulgent episode of the Simply Practically Human podcast. And as you know, if you've been listening the last couple of weeks, coming to you from Tasmania, the island state, the beautiful island state at the bottom of Australia, or if you speak to the Tasmanians, really at the top of Australia. Seen some pretty funny images down here of Tassie being at the top of Australia or being bigger than the mainland. There's a fierce parochialism in this state, which is really, really interesting to experience. And that's sort of, I guess, where I'm going to head today with this little 15-20 minute podcast is, as Alison and I have been traipsing around in our week one of our experimental adventure. So we worked Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, had some group sessions with some salespeople, Alison doing a lot of her usual accountancy work, and packed up the books on Thursday evening, and then we set off for our Friday to Monday of adventuring around into some places that we've never been before. And as I'm driving around this beautiful state, what was coming to mind for me was the word experience and the word experienced. And I'm going to talk a bit about those words today. And I want you to think a little bit about them, I guess, from your own experience. I'll use that word. How do you become experienced without experiencing something is the question that I was asking myself as we went around. So we headed off on Friday to a beautiful part of Tasmania in the Great Lakes called Lake St. Clair. Many of you, I'm sure, have heard about it. Some of you may have hiked some of the amazing tracks that they've got there from Cradle Mountain. There's an overland track, which is quite a famous one, that there were many people out there doing that. And we did bump into a young girl from Sydney who was 70 kilometres into the overland track. She had about 10 or 11 to go from a place called Echo Point back into Lake St. Clair. And this is what Alison and I had chosen to do on the day. Now, if I think about the word experience, we were about to experience something, which was something for the first time, which was the trek from Echo Point through to Lake St. Clair, which ended up, I think they said 10.3, it ended up being 11.3 according to my Garmin. But it was a new experience for us, but I wouldn't say that we are experienced hikers, but we have had the experience before. So last year when we were here, we did hike on two or three occasions, and some of the things that we had an experience of was the undulating terrain. For those who have done this sort of stuff before, we'll be able to relate to this, the up and down that would happen, the need to be really, really focused on a whole lot of things, including looking out for our creepy crawlies and our wriggly little creatures over here, the snakes that we can come across on treks out in the wilderness where they don't usually come across humans that often. So there was some experience in the sort of terrain that we would get. So we sort of knew that was going to happen. We knew there'd be some creepy crawlies. We knew there'd be some places there where it was very uphill, and also some places where it was very downhill, because we had had a similar experience before. Now, as these experiences start to build up, we become experienced. And by no means are we experienced hikers. In fact, last year, after one hike, we went and bought ourselves the proper boots because of we continued to slip, to roll our ankles. So we were heading out, I'm going to say, as two people on an experience who were looking to become more experienced. And as we continue to year on year turn up for our Tasmanian experimental adventure, part of our life design change, incorporating work, family time, community time, self time and sleep time into our whole lives and not looking at work as separately. As we do this and we, I guess, are subject to more experience or experiences, so too we'll become more experienced. So what did we do this time around? From Friday through to Monday, obviously Lake St. Clair was on the Friday. Saturday, we headed down south of Hobart to a little base. We put ourselves in an Airbnb there in Dover, which is a lovely little town. We are experienced at Airbnbs. we've been through that experience many times. So I'd say we're experienced at booking an Airbnb, turning up there and sort of knowing how it's all going to work. We know what time to check in. We know what time to check out. So I'd say we're more experienced at that than we are at hiking. But from there, we then started to undertake some first-time experiences for us, heading up one of the mountain ranges, getting out onto some dirt roads, again, as well, very undulating, heading to a place called Cockle Creek. So all new experiences for us, going to different destinations. But I would also say in some respects, having grown up in the country, we are reasonably experienced at driving on dirt roads and understanding that we need to take it a bit more carefully, particularly the roads here in Tassie that are either up and down or like side to side, like you wouldn't believe. Lots of sharp bends, lots of treacherous little spots there, and quite a few places where they say to you that, you know, 40 kilometres an hour or even 20 kilometres an hour will do it. But we used our experienced minds to be able to get through those sorts of things. So I want to get to a point today where that I sort of ask that question around how does one become experienced? And I want you to start to think about this from a work perspective as well, because I've always been troubled, particularly in the hiring process, when you hear something like, oh, they weren't experienced enough. You know, they haven't had the experience and they're not experienced enough. And it's like, well, fuck, how do they get that without experiencing that opportunity? And I think sometimes it's a, you know, there are situations I'm granted where people just haven't had enough experience. But I also ask the question is, how do you become experienced if you don't get the experience of the role? So, you know, you might see someone in a operations role who puts in for the operations supervisor role and the feedback they get is, oh, look, you didn't have the experience. Well, that's a bit of a Captain Obvious statement because they haven't been in that role, unless save for them filling in at times when the supervisor was away, which is a nice way to start to build into a role. I think we've got to be really, really careful around the use of the throwaway line, particularly around experience and experienced. So I just want to share with you a couple of definitions here. First of all, of experience, and then I'll share the one around experienced, and hopefully it'll start to come together for you about perhaps we've got to start to look at the interview and the hiring process and maybe the way that we go about our own lives a little bit differently. So the definition of experience, I look at a few things here. There's the direct observation of or participation in events as a basis of knowledge, or the fact or state of having been affected by or gained knowledge through direct observation or participation. So, you know, the more that we go on the hikes and the more that we trek through some of this beautiful wilderness in Tasmania, the more we will experience it and the more experienced we'll become. Another way to look at it is it's around the length of your participation in some sort of practice, some sort of skill, some sort of activity. So, you know, you could say that I have 8 years experience now in running my own business. So the more that I experience that, does that mean I'm becoming more experienced? Am I more experienced than someone that's been 2 years in running their own business? I guess the answer to that question would be yes. Another definition of experience, which I think is really important, is the conscious events that make up an individual's life. So what are the things that have happened through your life that are experiences that have got you to a point where you are experienced in facing into them? They could be all sorts of things. They could be life events. They could be work situations. You know, those sorts of things that happen. Family might be having kids, getting married, whatever it might be. But those experiences that you go through that create what we say is that you're becoming experienced in that thing. The other way to look at it too is the events that make up the conscious past of a community or nation or humankind generally. So this sort of space of, you know, what have we experienced in over generations? You know, what's changing in, for those who have experienced, you know, wars, famine, you know, we're going through a pandemic and there'd be people 100 years ago that were going through something, you know, you could say similar, the Spanish flu. So there's different times where we're really conscious of the experiences that we have and how they make us, I guess, experienced in those situations. And, you know, there's so many different ways that experience works. But what I really wanted to focus in on is the definition of experienced. And this is what really brought it together for me. And just think about these words for a moment. The definition that I looked at was made skillful or wise through experience. So I'll repeat that again. Made skillful or wise through experience. And that really did get me to start to think that when we say that someone doesn't have the experience, well, that's right. They don't have the experience, particularly if they're going for a new role. I'll use a couple of things here. And if you think about making people skillful or wise, and I remember that it took me a year after I was eligible to get my learner's permits to drive on the roads because I was just shit frightened to do so. But if you think about that, if you've got a kid, or maybe you've been doing some work with someone else's kid, or it might be a brother or a sister or someone like that, but think about those early moments of terror when they put those L plates on that car, maybe even your car, and they were so keen, that young, ambitious, not inexperienced mind who wants to get out on the road and get some independence. Just think about those early moments of terror. I certainly think about them when I was my kids were wanting to get their hours up to fill those logbooks out so that they could eventually go from a learner driver to a probationary driver and be out there on their own. And, you know, it took practice. It took experience for someone to become experienced. And I guess that's where I want to go today. Let's talk about the act of hiring and the current, it might be a current internal opportunity, or you might be looking at someone from external as well. And I reckon the old throwaway line has run its race, because how does one get experienced without experiencing something? I want to keep coming back to that. We say that people are not experienced enough. They haven't got the experience to do the role that they've just applied for. Well, in the case of someone who's going for it for the first time, that's absolutely true. They haven't had the experience. They may have had an opportunity at times to fill in, as I said before. But if you're rolling out that line, that's just stating the obvious. And I think that's playing a bit of a safe game. So how do we change our story around this idea of not enough experience or not experienced enough? Because, you know, when I look at some job ads and it's like, you know, you need to have 10 years of experience, or you need to have 5 years of experience, or you need to have an MBA, or you need to have a certain level of academic proficiency, I do wonder, maybe that's the easy way. Maybe that's the easy way. Maybe that's the great way for the algorithm to just start to get rid of other human beings that haven't had the experience. And we end up with, I'm going to say, a bit of a sausage factory, a bit of a cookie cutting machine that continues to roll up the same candidates each time. So I want you to think about this. Think of yourself and think about, how did you get that first opportunity? Perhaps it was a step up in a role. Could have been in a sporting context, could have been the captain of your sporting team. It might have been as a prefect at school, a school captain, whatever it might have been. You didn't have that experience before, but how did you get that gig without any experience? Did it sort of happen, the magic experience fairy turned up and waved their wand and tapped you on the head a couple of times, and all of a sudden you were full of lived experience? I don't think that's the case. I want you to think about this. It happened because someone believed in you. Someone was prepared to take a risk with you. Someone was prepared to develop you. Someone was prepared to hold their nerve, even in perhaps the case of getting some pushback, because they thought it was time. They thought it was time for you to experience something that would allow you to become experienced. It might mean that not everything's going to go well. At times you would fail, but in the failing would be the learning. At times you would succeed. But all of that experience adds up to something that is important, which is that in order to become experienced, we need to be given the opportunity to experience things. So have a think about that. When you're about to roll out that, oh, they don't have enough experience, is it about keeping yourself safe? You know, some people will say, oh, I don't want to throw them in the deep end. I don't want to throw them in the deep end of the pool because they might not be able to make it out. Others might say, I'm going to throw them in the deep end and we'll see if they can sink or swim. But I'm not so sure, particularly when you're saying, I don't want to throw them in the deep end because I'm worried about what might happen to them. I wonder if you're worrying about how you might be perceived if it doesn't work out. I wonder if you're also worrying about the extra investment in time you might need to make to get that person to the level where they can be seen as competent or very experienced at what they're doing. I think there's great opportunities for all of us to think more about giving that person the opportunity, even on their CV when they don't have the experience, give them the opportunity to do that. So let's look at the other end of it here as well now, and I think some people can relate to this too. Sometimes in the hiring process, as a manager, we might look at the CV and then we'll go into the interview process, and during that process, what starts to go through your mind is, oh, they're too experienced. They've got too much experience, and, oh, you know, they'll get bored. They won't stay, they won't last because, you know, this again, it's all about the CV, about the qualifications, the titles they've had, the work they've done, the opportunities that they've brought about. And I just ask this question. I think it's a great question to ask yourself is, what's too much experience? What does that mean? Again, is it a safety mechanism? Is it something where, in some respects, let's call it your threat meter has come on and it's started to go berserk because you're starting to get worried that you might bring someone in who perhaps has more experience than you? But the smart managers, the smart people in leadership often hire people that have more experience than them. You know, they talk about hiring people that are smarter than you. You hear that a lot. But then something kicks in from our biological side of things, from our lizard brain that says, oh, shit, that's danger. We better not do that. So we'll end up rolling out with, oh, look, I don't think they'll hang around for long. They've just got too much experience. They'll stay here for a while. They'll find something else. And then they'll move on. Well, guess what? The way things are rolling out at the moment, the way the world of work is heading is that perhaps those people are looking for the opportunity to dial it back a little bit, but still offer great service, great experience, great knowledge, perhaps this one as well, great mentoring opportunities for those people, not just for other people in your team, but for yourself as well. So again, before you start to roll out the too much experience, I think it's important to check your story. I think it's important to check in and say, first of all, if you're saying someone doesn't have enough experience, how do they get experience without being given the opportunity? So that's number one. And the second one is, if you're saying someone's got too much experience, what's your story there? Are you worried that they may look better than you? Rather than saying, this is a great opportunity for me to bring talent to step up, and that talent may already be in your own business, but working in another department as well. Sometimes checking in with people on that. So let's just round out this week's solo self-indulgent episode by asking that question, which is, how does one become experienced without experiencing something? Or what does too much experience mean? Two great questions to ponder for you humans. Be back again next week after another week down here in the delightful island state of Tasmania, practicing life design and our experimental adventure. Hey, if you love this one, why not rate it 5 stars and give us a little review? And if you liked it, share it with your friends. You might have some friends there that are struggling around this piece on experience and experienced, and they might roll those words out too much. So just send them across the link, get them to have a listen, and it might just help them to get where they need to get to. But until next time, keep it simple, keep it practical, and keep it human. Bye for now.